Catch up on the bits you missed from Kennedy Malloy. Miss the 2018 plate clearance on Ford Rangers? You'll miss it for good. Visit your participating Ford dealer today. Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Malloy.
You got that right, big fella. Welcome to the big Thursday edition of Kennedy Malloy. Hello to you, Jane Kennedy.
Hello, Mick Malloy.
Dangerous Dave.
Mick, Jane.
All on deck. That's good.
We're on deck.
Pandemonium. Absolute mayhem out there in the global market. Facebook and Instagram down.
And so is Woolworths, but I'll talk to that in a minute.
What?
Their website went down because it was half-price frozen food day.
All
yes,
right.
I've got all the latest news.
Were you there? Is it an eyewitness account?
I will tell you what happens with that. But we're here, and that's why radio's great, because we're coming to you live.
That's right. Okay. Ash's urn. Is it?
Yeah.
The most famous trophy in the world?
Ooh.
Is it? Did it have to be one of the most
Ooh.
Famous trophies yeah. in the world?
I like a good trophy.
Well, guess what?
What?
It's on its way back to Australia.
Oh,
yes.
That's good news.
For only the third
news.
Time it's visiting, we're going to walk you through some of the best trophies in the world.
Okay, that's
and
a
ask
great
you about
idea.
Yours. So
I love like hearing about stuff like that. I've got a new segment for you.
What is it?
I couldn't give a rat's.
I couldn't give a rat's.
That's what it's called.
Geez, how did you come up with that?
Yeah.
I hear that phrase about 20 times a day in the office alone. All right,
and,
we've Charlie
got some good
Pickering
ones. Oh,
is
excellent.
Our special guest.
Yes.
And swinging by to cut the ribbon on the Grand Prix.
Oh, yes, very important guest.
The Australian Grand
VIP.
Prix, Andrew Westacott, who runs the whole show. He throws the party. It's his party. He's
his
on his
party.
Way in. He better have my tickets.
No.
Better have your tickets.
Don't have them yet.
Well, there's been a snafu.
Hang on.
Oh.
It's this weekend.
Well, hang on, mate.
You don't have them in your
afternoon.
Hand yet.
Oh,
aren't you going to all the fancy marquees and everything?
I don't go, well... You'd think so, wouldn't you?
Well, I thought so.
Well, you'd hope so.
Well, what about
being an A-list?
You are an A-list.
That's what you know.
You are A-list.
I'm A-list.
You are. If I was writing an article about A-listers in this country, I'd put you, Cate Blanchett. I would put
Russell Crowe,
Nicole Kidman, and Mick Malloy.
Oh,
thank you.
Wow.
And then one of the maps.
Well. Until you've been papped eating a burrito in Bondi,
you won't understand
the kind of pressure you live with on a daily basis.
Well, we'll talk to him about that.
All right, that'll be great. So much to get through. Now, what are you talking about, Woolworths? I don't know.
So I get Woolworths online delivery because just, you know, busy mum.
Yeah.
I don't get a chance. A lot of kids, a lot of food, a lot of cereal, a lot of bread.
Yeah.
And yesterday I saw in the news a big ad in the newspapers. Half-price frozen food.
Bang.
Available at Woolworths. I go, oh my God, I've got to get me some of that. French fries and potato gems and all those, you know.
What do you do with it?
Well, I've got a very small freezer, but you put it in your freezer.
No
what do you mean? What do you mean? What do you do with it?
What?
I don't have a freezer.
No, he doesn't.
I don't. It's a long story.
Don't ask. Anyway, I go to try and order.
Yeah.
My login's being rejected over and over. Yes, rejected. I'm going, what's going on? No, the world's crashing. Instagram's crashed and Facebook.
This is probably what crashed Instagram.
It probably is. Then this is what comes up, an actual message. Sorry, due to unprecedented demand, some of our freezer items have now sold out. A limit of 5 of any one freezer product and a total limit of 20 freezer products per order.
You've made a very powerful enemy, Woolworths.
Well, guess what? I couldn't get anything. No frozen food in the end is coming to my house.
Limited to 5? That's one each for your kids.
It is. What am I supposed to do? That's freezerist. I don't like it.
Well, over the road at Coles, I'm in the walls over there.
Oh, my God.
So, they've got another one of their promotions going, and they've got a Stickies going.
Oh, yeah.
Very popular with the kids. I just happen to have 2 of them.
Yep.
So World War III erupts when I go to the counter and I've only spent goods. I think you've got to spend $30
to get one.
Yeah, that's right.
Now, I find this a real demarcation when it comes to character. The good folk at Coles, depending on the day and the checkout, some will recognise that I have 2 twin boys with me and go...
Well, since they're identical, I mean, they're seriously identical. So what would you do?
Oh, hey, fellas, you collecting these? Yeah. You'd want one each, wouldn't you?
Yes.
I go, good on you.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
What a great experience I've had at Coles
today.
Good person, On another day you go in, I go, hey, look, I'm not supposed to spend $35. Here's a sticky. You know what? I got 2 of them. Sorry, mate.
Oh, come
on. Oh, my God.
Wowie.
I would like to get that sticky and...
I'm going to ring in and complain to Coles Radio. in the talkback segment.
That's right.
That's
come on,
no,
it's a sticky.
Give the kids.
So on one occasion, I actually went, you know what? Okay. And I went and bought $30 worth.
No kidding.
To get another one.
A pack of cigarettes, basically.
Do you know what I'll do? I'll save the Woolworths ones, the Disney characters ones. I've just actually put the order in and say, yeah, I'll take them all.
So anyway, and well done to all the fine people at Coles who are. There are some very good people those checkouts who have been looked very kindly.
Well, isn't that lovely? I like hearing good news stories.
And I do. I dress them really down and make it look like they're really unwell.
Oh.
What I'm interested in is that you still go through a checkout.
Hot time.
That you're not going through the beep beep yourself.
God. I'm not aware of the technology. I don't know how to use that technology.
What technology?
What do you mean?
You just move it over a piece of glass.
Oh, Mick.
Oh, it's not that tricky.
No. You don't go through that.
Really?
You're probably paying cash, do you?
Well, what else are you
going to do? Of course he does. Hey, when we come back, we're going to, you won't believe, the world's broken down because Instagram and Facebook are down.
The world's gone crazy.
All right, so thanks to the Ford 2018 plate clearance, which is on right now. Ford. But hurry, stocks won't last. Ford.com.au.
Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
I'm glad you're amusing yourself, if no one else.
I'm always amusing myself.
Now, listen, this is massive news. I had no idea because I don't.
Well, you're not big on the social media.
You don't have Facebook?
No, I left Facebook about a year ago now. Yes. I miss it
for
a little bit.
For political and moral reasons.
Correct.
Me, I just can't understand the technology.
Just too much.
I am an Instagram. I am an influencer.
But I didn't even notice. You're not an influencer.
I am an influencer.
You're not on 50,000 followers, mate.
How many do I need?
I'd say 50 million. It'd be
over a million at least.
Over a million at least will get you to be an influencer.
How many do you have, just out of interest, Dave?
I don't know.
700?
Couple of thou.
Oh, a couple of thou.
Just say a couple of K.
Oh, man. Can't wait to see what you're flogging on the Dangerous Dave site.
Here's the thing. I didn't even notice that Instagram was down. I vaguely had a look at it this morning. I was a bit busy today and I was going, I didn't even know it was down. But this is how Natalie Barr from Channel 7 Sunrise announced the news today.
Facebook and Instagram are reportedly experiencing mass outages this morning. Users worldwide say they are receiving a message claiming the sites are down for maintenance. The social network took to Twitter explaining they are working to resolve the issue, and Queensland Police are saying, please don't call 000. I know.
What?
That's an emergency, isn't it?
People have called emergency services, not just here but around the world, because people literally are having a meltdown. They can't.
You know what's an emergency? A Boeing 737 falling out of the sky. Now, there's your emergency. Yes. Exactly. House on fire?
Yeah.
Emergency.
Pretty much my child's stuck in the car and I've lost my keys.
Can't take a selfie and post it on Instagram? Yeah. Not necessarily.
Now, it doesn't affect me, but I think it must have affected some people. And give us a call, by the way, if it did affect you, 1-333-353.
If you need some counselling.
If you had a breakdown
over therapy.
What we were talking about
here's
in the
a
office.
Tip. Go and talk to someone. Have a real live conversation.
Correct. Use a telephone. Speak to someone, exactly. We were talking about the meltdown of celebrities because that's their cachet.
Well,
really.
That is, and we're saying it, they're influencers. Everyone makes money. And for all of a sudden, your cash cow
you're
is
cut
down.
Off.
What do you do?
Everyone's cut off the knees from paparazzi
you've
to
got a good
the celebrities.
One there,
all right.
Now,
so this
you
one
don't
kills
like,
me.
I'm going to preface this with going, you've got it in for her.
I haven't really.
You don't like Jennifer Lopez.
J-Lo?
J-Lo.
No,
you never
all right,
have.
I'm going to be frank.
I'm
over it.
Hooey!
So she has got engaged again.
Now, how many times?
Let me set this up. This will be her sixth engagement.
Jeepers.
She's been
J-Lo, you can say no.
Correct.
She thinks you've got to say yes every time.
Can I just talk you through this? She's been married 4 times, right?
Wow.
But just listen to the professions as we go up.
Yes.
Of her former husbands. Her first husband was waiter Ojani Noah, then dancer Chris Judd, then singer Mark Anthony, who was the father of her twins. Now she's hooked up with Alex Rodriguez. It's one of the most high-profile baseballer, if not sports people, in the world, the highest paid that there can be.
She's working well up the ladder. Did you see that interesting graph the other day? Someone has done a mathematical graph charting Leonardo DiCaprio's girlfriends throughout the ages, and it's got his age going from here up to 60, but none of his girlfriends have been over 25. Not one.
Kidding.
And still, and he's done a graph on how his age is descending
he's
and his
so
girlfriend's
lucky.
Ages is not. I mean, why wouldn't you?
Yeah, exactly. He still looks pretty young. Now, what's happened with J-Lo is why I'm bringing her up, is because the pair have just enjoyed, it says, a whirlwind romance, and they went away for a romantic beach getaway. But we all know about the engagement because surprisingly, he's on bended knee giving her a ring on a secluded beach, surprising her.
Yeah.
So I'm saying, well, plus with a film crew behind you, well, with camera lighting.
She's posted that.
These photos that she's posted on her Instagram means, well, who took the photo? You've absolutely gone away on to purposely.
All right, settle down. You do this, don't you?
You mean settle down?
I've had a look at that. That's a professional job too.
They're professional photos.
That would have had a lighting rig. Would have had a catering van. It would have everything there. And it's a secluded getaway.
Oh, I had no idea that he was going to pop the question, except for the professional lighting and cameraman is there with you.
I tell you, got in trouble the other day. Pink.
What did she do?
Well, Pink posted, so she's on Instagram. Yeah. She's got a shot of her and her wonderful family, and they look like they're in a hotel room with all the curtains drawn.
Yeah.
And they're having dinner. And she goes, at least twice a week on tour, we shut the door to the outside world and have a family dinner, mm-hmm. Pink reveals.
All right.
Yeah.
Except
someone's gone, yeah, but you're posting it on Instagram. What kind of private family moment is that?
Why do we need to know that? That's ridiculous. Look, some people have had meltdowns, I think.
Sure. Shall we go with this?
Yeah. Hello, George.
Hey guys, how are you?
Yeah, what happened? Have you been affected by the meltdown
this time,
today?
Like in a major way. I actually got my work done and I was productive. I got used to this.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, it's hard when you're on someone else's time and you don't get to search and, you know, Instagram.
All right, so what did you do with your spare time, mate?
I think it worked. You know, I did the calls I was meant to do. I had some lunch, which I don't remember. And,
good on you,
all
mate.
Right, we got the picture. Thank you, George. I'm not sure if he was being very productive.
Do you know what? This will be old school. If you can't post your own, you'll have to go out now and get papped or something. There's someone else. So there will be celebrities having a meltdown all over the world going, how do I get to my
I believe it's up. It is back up, but seriously, there's a lot of young girls. I don't know what would happen at my kids' school.
Most of my friends haven't been able to send a dick pic now for
7 hours?
7 hours.
That's probably not.
All right. Hey, when we get back, big cricket news. Right. I'm so excited. I heard this. I burst out of bed.
Brilliant. Yep,
right, it's coming up.
A drive home that's a little unpredictable. This is Kennedy Malloy.
We've got the CEO of the Grand Prix joining us in the next half hour. Andrew.
Don't have my tickets. I love the Grand Prix.
Don't be rude about it.
I get on very well with Andrew, and we've had a fine working relationship.
But it is Thursday afternoon, and I mean, it's this weekend. So.
I'm looking forward to see what
I get.
Okay,
Dave.
I'm just saying.
Careful.
All right.
You've been touchy.
Saturday.
When does Mrs. D get back? Saturday, 5:30. She's going to get jumped at the airport, I reckon. Mate, he's toey. Are you toey? Oh, you're toey.
I'm fine.
You are genuinely. You're a bit distracted.
Are the kids going overnight sleepouts or something like that?
They might be heading somewhere.
They don't listen to this, do they?
Did I hear you were perving on your trainer at the gym this morning?
I'm not doing that at all.
I heard that from an independent source.
And I don't like that.
Well, it's not. It's homage to his absent wife. Yeah.
You idiot.
Clock's ticking. Toey Dave, they call him.
You've got to zip it, mate. There's a tip.
How dare you? Hey, now listen. We just mentioned the Grand Prix, which is one of the great sporting events on the Australian calendar.
Absolutely.
Well, obviously, one of my favourite competitions in the world is Test cricket. You know that.
I know
I've always loved Test cricket. Yep. And by the way, I'm not a huge fan of one day or 2020, but congratulations to the Australian cricket team for a great victory last
100%.
Night.
100%.
Coming
excellent
from 2-0 down to take it 3-2 in the last two games, which had everything. And it gives you a bit of optimism going leading up to a World Cup. So well done, boys. Great stuff. But here's the big news. The Ashes urn, the thing we play for, have done for 137 years, is on its way back to Australia.
Well, that's very, very exciting.
For only the third time in the urn's history, it'll be on Australian soil.
It's going to be at the State Library. My friend Kate Tawney runs the library there, and she said it is woven into the history of Australia.
Can she get me in after hours to
yes,
have a look
at it? I'll tee it up
for
you.
Can she let me have it for a night?
Maybe
pop
not.
Pop that on the mantelpiece.
I don't know. I think it's going to be very well protected.
How is you? You go, is that its actual size?
Well, is it little?
It's tiny. That's it.
It's well, like it's, the it's... Spinal Tap drawing on the surfing.
It's not. Yeah, I want it to look like this.
Did they get it wrong?
No. It only contains the ashes of one bale.
But why wasn't it? Why didn't from they make Sunbury, it big? Dave.
Yeah, yeah.
Have we got a Sunbury station?
In Victoria. Well, we broadcast to Sunbury.
Oh, do we?
Yeah.
Big hello to everyone in Sunbury.
This radio station here, right here.
All right.
Okay.
Yep. Hi, Sunbury.
So I know. It was a bale that was burnt. And
put
in the
into
first,
the earth,
in the original.
And then the Poms pissed off with it.
Yeah, well,
took it.
We'll take it back.
And then said, are you bringing it out? When I was a kid, I was distraught when I learned that when you win the Ashes, you don't actually get the Ashes, because I couldn't divorce that idea.
Well,
that it stays in a cabinet at
Lord's.
Right. I go, but we won it, Mum.
Yes, that's true.
We won it.
Well, now you get to have it back. Maybe we could get Kate to bring it in.
Do you know what?
Could you imagine?
Do you think she could?
Oh, jeez.
Maybe
I'll put it next to my.
Next to your chamber
pot.
Hey, I wouldn't think the urn goes anywhere near
the urn is a sacred item.
It is sacred.
It's a holy grail of Test cricket. Hey, it's got me thinking, you said about the size. Do you know that's probably the smallest trophy I think they'd play for on a world stage?
Mm. Yeah, probably, right.
What do you think the biggest is?
The tiara for Miss World.
No, but interestingly, Miss World, so that's a trophy. She
it
plays
a
for
trophy.
A sash.
Yes, and a big diamondy crown.
And a mace. Does she get a
mace?
Does she get a staff or something?
Oh, like a big stick.
A stick.
With a thing on it.
Oh, call it what you want. I had a go. I said mace.
She uses mace to people like you.
They should hand that out when you win, and you'll be needing this.
It's on the top of a stick. No, what is the biggest? Which is the
Stanley
biggest
Cup? Thing? I reckon.
Oh, yeah,
Stanley
right.
Think of bigger than the Stanley Cup. That's the ice hockey trophy.
Yeah,
that's
the one.
What there's else? So there's a few weird ones. That's the smallest. That's the biggest. The green jacket. They play for a jacket.
Oh yeah, I like
that's
that.
The US Masters.
And they always know the correct size. It always fascinates me. They're always
no. There's a guy
it?
In there on the singer.
He's just going quickly.
What are you saying? It's rigged.
I know. No, it's not rigged. I know that they know everyone's jacket size.
If you
quickly take it off the hanger.
Do you know what? You're the only one allowed to wear it for. You're allowed to wear it for a year.
Yeah.
And you keep it in your locker. And you know, it's like
it's only yours. Yeah, you can't.
It's
pass
yours.
It around.
Yeah, I'm
not. There's no fooling around with it. What about?
If you were photographed like doing a bomb off the. Off the jetty in your green jacket. I think you would be.
Yeah, I think that would cause trouble. Hey, what about Bell's Beach? The
bell.
Rip Curl.
That is an iconic trophy of all the surfings.
I love that one.
They have
it's
a
so
bell
funny.
That's a trophy. Must ask Andrew when he gets here about the Grand Prix. Is it a plate?
I think it is.
A plate?
Yeah, it's a big shiny
what's
plate.
What's the wreathy bit? Like, what's the bit that goes.
That's for the dead guys who died.
Sorry, stop that. The yellow jacket for the Tour de France.
But that's not what you get for winning. That's for leaving
a stage. Oh, just leaving a stage. Mm.
What's Wimbledon? Ladies get a plate.
They do. A nice silver platter.
Give us a call, 133353.
Well, what are some of the trophies you might have won and what do they look like?
Have you got one? I've got my hat-trick ball at home.
Oh, Patrick, my God.
Really?
And please don't mention your best and fairest.
Well, it's funny you mention that because it's the under-14.
No,
Eliza,
let's quickly.
Best
let's go to Echo Beach now.
Yeah,
Take your calls, 133353, Kennedy Malloy.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Jane Kennedy, Mick Malloy driving you home.
And it's red and it's blue and it's
We've had enough.
Not this trophy
we
again.
Get it, we get it.
Be quiet about that.
Guy doing a drop punt straight off the front. It's about medium height.
Charlie Pickering to join us soon and Andrew
excellent.
Westacott coming
great.
From
great, can't wait. We're talking about famous trophies from around the world and how they all differ because the urn's coming to Australia and Jane was surprised to learn how tiny it was that people spend all their lives playing for that.
I know, but I still can't get over it. But I love the fact that it's tiny because it's so revered.
Stanley Cup was huge. Do you know what here's the design that I like.
What's that?
Something you can drink out of. No, because you look at the trophies and there are two camps. Those you can drink out of
and those you can't.
AFL, yes, you can. NRL, no. No, you can't.
And
for the NRL,
right.
I think they've overlooked
something.
The obvious. Maybe they've done that deliberately.
Exactly.
What about, so there's that. What else? No, I think that's it.
I think we've got lots of people calling
let's
up with ideas. Oh, actually, no, we're going to talk about the Logie as well. That's a funny looking. That is a weird looking. It looks like rabbit ears, but it's actually antenna,
it
isn't
like
it? Is that what it's supposed to
something.
Be?
I don't know what it is.
That was based on, I've got no idea why it does look like that. And
the old Aria was famous, the pointiest award. Oh. That could kill someone.
It could
that's
kill
the only
someone.
Award I know that could be used.
Take an eye out, literally.
In a weapon one day.
Yeah. We do have a lot of callers on the line with their ideas and their, say hello to Tim. Hey, Tim.
Hi guys, how are you?
Well, we were talking about the Bell's Beach Trophy before.
Yeah, only the winners allowed to ring it.
That's right. Yeah.
Oh, is that true?
Now one of my customers, my first meeting with them, walked into the boardroom. There's the trophy. I thought, you beauty, started ringing the bell. Global CEO ran into the room and nearly got thrown out.
No kidding.
What are you doing?
Wow.
You
but idiot. That's so tempting. That's the first thing I'd do if I saw it as well.
Right, exactly, yeah.
It's the Bell's Beach trophy. It's not last drinks, Jane.
I'm sorry.
Sure, dear.
No. All right. Oh, let's say hello to Mark. Hello, Mark.
Hello. How are you?
Yeah, you've got a beauty.
What's your award? What's the trophy?
It's the cheese rolling competition in Britain.
In England. I love the cheese rolling.
What's the prize?
I feel the need. The need for cheese.
You run down a, oh, I wouldn't know.
Yeah, chased
yeah,
by, a four,
that's right.
by a 4 pound Edam.
And they reckon there'd be more injuries sustained in that competition than any other sport in the world. Or something.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Right. What's
the
trophy, mate?
The cheese.
What's
you go in a block of cheese.
You just win the cheese.
But what? You win the cheese that you roll down the hill.
So if you catch it, you can keep it.
Yeah, oh, well done. There's a nice slab of Gouda for you.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
I love it. Well done, Mark. Worn. Darren's
Hello, Darren.
On the line.
How are we, guys?
Yeah, good, mate. What's the event and what's the trophy?
Mate, the V8 Supercars race at Gold Coast.
Oh, I love that race. It's an iconic race already. What's the trophy?
A surfboard, mate.
It's a surfboard, strangely.
That's gorgeous. Fantastic. I love that idea. Thank and you. I have noticed that as being a bit unusual. Why not at the Gold Coast?
Well, it's...
Makes sense.
It's indigenous to the region. They do that with the MTV Awards for kids, too. Don't they?
The
kids
Slime Awards.
Yeah, everyone gets a
surfboard.
Oh,
they slime you, too. Yeah, that's another one.
It's a load of fun.
Hello, Andrew. How are you going?
Yeah, good, Jane. How are you?
Yeah, good.
G'day, mate. Hey, mate.
Remind us about another ripping trophy.
Indianapolis 500.
What do they get?
Mick, you talk about a cup you can drink out of. This one you can swim in, mate. It's about 6 foot high.
Oh,
about 6 foot high.
Oh, wow.
I get that up on the...
If you could imagine the Melbourne Cup, but on complete steroids, absolutely insane.
So that's interesting. So that's bigger than the Stanley Cup.
Look,
could be a draw.
I couldn't compare them, but yeah, it's got to be right up there. It's the biggest I've seen.
By the way, well done. Thank you.
And just as a side note, we're talking about the Bell's Trophy.
Yes.
I actually was taught woodwork at Geelong Tech School by the fellow who originally made the Bell's Trophy.
Oh,
Joe
really?
There you go. A little bit of deja vu.
Love a bit of history.
It's a brush with fame. He mentioned the Melbourne Cup, another famous trophy.
Oh, yes.
That's the only trophy I know that does an actual tour.
Yes,
you know it does.
That's a trophy that starts at one part of the country and spends a...
And they do spend a fortune on that. And I know you can only hold it with white gloves on because I've held it.
That's right.
I've done that. Hey, Anthony's got one. G'day, Anthony.
How you going, guys?
Yeah, good. What's a trophy that you admire?
Well, I won a competition beer pong. I don't know if you were...
I'm aware of beer pong.
I'm familiar with beer pong, yes.
Yes, I won the Masters.
Yeah, I won a competition. It's a big champagne glass, a novelty one. It's got the ping pong inside it. So, yeah, it was pretty good. I got drunk and I won a trophy.
Pride of place on the mantelpiece?
Yes, certainly in the pool room.
Oh, good for you. Good for you.
One more?
Yeah, let's go to John.
Oh, good afternoon, ladies and gents.
John, tell us a trophy.
I've got a homegrown one, the Hyundai A-League one, the soccer one, which is in the shape of as it's... Better known, the toilet seat.
Oh, because that's right. Because it's,
that's a classic.
That is a classic. Well done, John.
One that you wouldn't want to win.
Well, I'd say they wouldn't give it up, but it's still... it's very Aussie to call it the toilet seat. Thanks
well
very
done,
much,
everybody.
Everyone, for your calls.
Top shelf. There's a lot of trophies out there. Mm.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy. Kennedy Molloy.
A new season always brings lots of changes to Formula One, with 8 of the 10 teams changing their driver lineups, and our man Dan Ricciardo probably the most high profile.
I decided to leave Red Bull and I'll be joining Renault. I like new challenges and kind of having a fresh start.
The other big Red Bull change was their move to drop Renault engines in favour of Honda. Will that mean they can finally take it up to 5-time world champ Lewis Hamilton?
The Honda route is the best route forward for us. The data that we're looking at, it's a no-brainer.
Also this year, they've thankfully made tyre choice easier to understand. You get a bonus point if you set the fastest lap. We'll see simpler front and rear wings, which hopefully means more overtaking. And can all that combine into an Aussie winning at Albert Park?
Who's your favourite driver?
Daddy. Avocado?
Yeah, go the avocado. Please welcome the CEO of the Australian Grand Prix, Andrew Westacott.
Oh,
hello.
That's cute.
Andrew, welcome aboard. So much to wade through. Firstly, can we just get the big one out of the way?
Oh, my God.
You don't have any tickets on you, do you?
Well, we put it to the vote, and we yes. we need a hospitality ambassador and an enjoyment advisor. And there was only one name that got on the list.
I can do this.
Well,
I can do this.
If you're up to it, if you're up to it,
if you want me to lead from the front.
Oh yeah, there's a great new facility called the Race Cube.
The Race Cube.
And first time we've introduced it, and we need someone with that broad range of international experience, Mick.
Done.
And
lock it in.
If you're in for it, we've got something.
You know what? There's something though. Can I just say, Andrew? What Mick is really up for doing a lot of selfies, yes. going out, meeting. As many of the public as possible. And really put him to work, you know, on the date. And also, he's off the booze. He doesn't really want to have a drink, no. so it's no, a bit of a dry argument.
That works. And
are we on air?
We are.
Can you dump that? No, is there any way?
Already gone.
I'm great. Just as usual, it'll be hard getting me out of the joint. You know that.
I do. But enjoyment advisor. And given that Daniel Ricciardo, which you get onto about, he wants a bit of yellow and black. None of the Reg Grundy's like you did for that buddy the way in many years ago.
Now, he's driving the yellow and black. He's driving, he's back in a Renault engine again.
Yes.
Honestly, straight out, what are his chances of getting up? That's why I love Melbourne, because there's so much to reveal itself about the teams. But is the Renault in any shape?
Yeah, I reckon there's four teams, if things go their way, could get on the podium. I mean, the two favourites are going to be Ferrari, who are sneaky fast at Barcelona.
They were, yeah. sure.
Mercedes. McLaren, yeah. I reckon, will be up there and going to surprise a few. And Renault will be up there, I reckon.
Okay.
So, but, you know, it's a little bit of a long shot, but we've not had an Aussie on the podium since, not even in Adelaide. So 35 races in Australia in the modern era. So
have we had a shoey? Have we ever had a shoey?
Yeah, in 2014, he did a shoey and stuff, but then they took the silverware away because there was a little
right.
sneaky.
That's right.
Oh, no.
Exactly. Now, this is day one. It's a 4-day event, so it's not just, of course, the races and everything, and we're encouraging people around the country. Hey, jump on a plane. It's not too late,
it's
is it?
It's the if you Australian want to come Grand Prix.
Down, it is.
It represents us all.
Exactly.
No, Jane, it's not too late, because you can come down, and if you're thinking about that,
yeah.
you can come along. If you're a Brisbane fan, you see Broncos versus Storm on Thursday night.
Oh, jeez.
And then Crikey. You've got the Grand Prix across the weekend. You can buy a grandstand ticket. You can buy a general admission. Or
there's a big race on at Flemington as
yes,
well.
There is
if you want to come from interstate,
no, that's not much horsepower. You got more horsepower.
He's not going to plug that, yeah. is he?
No, I'm not.
No, that's
although
fair
Neil
enough.
Wilson and the guys at VRC do a great job, but
they do.
No, leave it to November. You've got to be in Albert Park now. So the answer is yes.
Okay.
Come down. Plenty of single day tickets.
You
Fantastic.
Own this time of the year. Now you also there's a first this year at Fed Square in Melbourne. You threw the first global launch for this series of all time. Why has it taken so long for someone to work out, hey, we should
we
launch
are
this season? Yeah, you had all 22 drivers there. Yeah.
It took them 998 races to do it. But, you know, John Harden and myself, our chairman, we were talking about when Chase Carey and Liberty came in and took over the ownership. They said, well, what do you want? I said, let's do a season launch. Let's have supercars as a championship round. Let's have an earlier date.
Mm.
Let's get it announced in Melbourne. Yeah. We're always the first race. And this was one of them. It took a while, but it's worked well.
I love statistics about what goes into the operation of these big events. What's, for example, the media contingent is incredible.
There's about, if you go up there, there's about 350 of the international media before you get to probably the 80 to 100 snappers who are taking those photos. And we all know how many megabyte a photo is on our iPhone.
Yeah.
The size of the data pipeline that it's not the download, it's the upload of all these photos.
You lost
oh,
me.
That's got to go.
It's just unbelievable.
Talk to me about this, Andrew. He's got no idea what you're talking about. But I do understand, yes. It's yeah. so they can get it out to the world, Mickey. They've got to have lots of power.
Yeah. The Italians, the Germans, but I mean, there's a Polish guy, Robert Kubica, who raced out here, and he had a bad accident on his hand many years ago in World Rally, back into the Williams team. And so they're obviously sending a lot of photos to Poland, for instance.
This is Triple M bread and butter, this stuff. It's car racing. It's fast. There's the entertainment. You've got Sean Kingston, Kid Ink, the Hot Tub Time Machine, yeah. Super Jesus, DJ Tay James, and more. You've got a drive race car simulator and the kids. You've got something for you. You've got a kids' corner.
And
wow.
and supercars. You talked to Dave Reynolds a fair
we
bit.
We speak to Dave. Yeah, we love got, Dave. We he might do a shoey. He reckons he was the original
shoey. He's done
shoey.
One before, yeah.
He contests the originality of the shoey.
Well, he may have been the first, but I reckon Daniel actually copied Jack Miller, who did the shoey when he won a MotoGP in Assen.
Now, Andrew, before you go, I think he's not going to relax until he physically sees those tickets. Have you got them in your hand?
Yes.
Can you hand them over?
And the winner is.
The winner of the Enjoyment Advisor and Hospitality Ambassador is Michael Malloy.
Yes. Oh, well done.
Thanks, Andrew.
Thank you very much.
Just quickly, Celebrity Grand Prix, Jane wants it back. Jane wants to drive again.
It was one of the best weeks of my life when I did it, when it came to Melbourne, and I still keep in touch with everyone from Lee Koenigan to Ben Mendelsohn.
Was that your...
To Ian Baker Finch, who are all Finchie. In my year. Yeah, Finchie was
Who's the podium finish? Can you remember any podium finishes?
Oh, it was a great combination. It was Shane D'Elia, the chef, Brad Hodge, and Rob Mills. And then there was then you had Brett Emerson, our Socceroo, and Robbie McEwen. Trash talking and being a centimetre apart round Lakeside. Now,
there's no surprise the sports people used to do very well because they had that competitive edge.
But, congratulations to you for you've been there since 2006 now. You run one of the great sporting events on the calendar in a great sporting city, and it's a jewel in the crown. So well done. Keep it up. See you there. I'll be last alive.
No worries, Mick. Enjoy it all.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Stevie Nicks to be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. What the hell?
I'm still fascinated. Sorry to break in, Dave. Yes. Who have we got coming up?
Charlie Pickering. Not far away.
Charlie's here. Did you say you played her in a sketch in the late show,
I believe,
I can't remember.
Yeah, there was some sketch we did in the late show, and I believe it was like a kung fu or a sort of martial arts sketch. For some reason, I'm sure I didn't dream this. I dressed as Stevie Nicks and I sang a bit of Rhiannon. Dressed as Stevie Nicks. It's a very...
Yeah. And I'm guessing if you've done a parody, it was pretty nasty because your parodies are very, very ugly. They were scathing.
That's Tom Kate Soprano. I beg your pardon. I was paying umbrage.
Oh, is that what? Okay.
Yes, to all of them. Umbrage? I was being respectful. No, what did you say?
Look at that. Read them and weep.
Listen, you're like a 12-year-old.
Four tickets to the Grand Prix.
Well, good luck to you.
See you there, Toots.
Where were mine?
You know what this means.
What?
Well, they're for tomorrow.
Oh, my God. What are you wearing?
Hang on. Well, it means I can't go to come in.
Hang on. Sorry. When are they for?
Well, they're for tomorrow.
Well, you can't go.
No.
You'll be on air.
Hang on. Let me read this. What is it?
Oh, well, I won't be on air. I'll be at the Grand Prix.
Friday the 15th of March.
Yeah.
So what?
Hey, Jane, not my fault.
Are you not doing the show tomorrow?
Oh, it looks like you are doing the show. What's happening?
Dave, were you aware of this?
No.
Well, it's just happened now. I just seen the date.
Is this how you're going to tell me?
Can you feel it?
Are you doing this live on air?
You're joking. This on air. This is why, you know, when people break up with people, they do it in a crowded restaurant.
Yes.
I'm actually breaking this to you on air that I won't be in tomorrow.
Didn't work on Monday. We had a week off.
You can't be doing that.
And didn't we have a public holiday? Oh, no, we weren't.
Yeah. You don't have those RDOs etched in again in your contract.
Oh, I'm not going to. I don't think I should take one.
That's BS, mate. Take your
flipping What do I wear?
You
wear the uniform, which is it's like a button shirt, a lanyard, and sunnies. You must have the sunnies.
Why do you have to have the sunnies?
Well, because it's easier to perv on women. But no, it's also you're outdoors and it's all fast and it's.
Do I need to be there to watch out for you? Or are you going to be all right?
Are you doing an outside broadcast from there?
No, I know. I'm just going.
But you're
going to the race cube.
But you're on air.
You'll stay on.
You need to make a couple of calls. Mickey.
Charlie Pickering next.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy. Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy. Strap yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Malloy.
The big second hour of the Thursday edition. I unfortunately won't be here for Friday's edition.
Yes, and it's a very unfortunate way that I found that out live on air. Dave, how do you feel?
I'm gutted too.
What
are we going to do?
You know what? I need one more sleep and your missus is home.
And that is
good. And what's my good news?
Jane, you get to work with someone else who as yet is unorganised and not known to any of us. Don't worry, we'll get to that. Hey, you've got a new segment up that you're pretty excited about.
It's called I Couldn't Give a Rat's.
Wow,
and I will pose a question.
That's a phrase I hear in the office, guys, about 20 times a day.
And I will...
Almost a catchphrase.
I'll give a topic and you can say, feel free to say, Jane, couldn't give a rat.
I'm up for this.
Okay.
We'll take your calls, we'll take your tweets, but we'll start at the top with a friend of the show. It's Charlie Pickering.
Last time we caught up with Charlie Pickering, he'd been inspired by Marie Kondo to clear out his CD collection.
M people.
Why do I have an M people CD?
Moving on up.
You can go to any dinner party anywhere in the world. No one's reaching for the M people.
You don't need Maria Kondo to tell you.
Yeah, I know.
It's not sparking any joy, dude. That's gone.
Well, here he is. Please welcome back Charlie Pickering.
Oh, it's so cruel.
That's a warm welcome.
So that it's warm, but is that now my song?
That's your song.
And it's your band.
Do you know what that is too? That's that's your strutting music. When you're walking down the street staying alive style soundtrack, that would be your...
You could look hot. You could use it for new trailers for your show.
Do you know what I think would be great? I just realised listening then.
Yeah.
Is... you know how you get a lot of reunion tours or old acts touring again, and they put two acts together to sell enough tickets?
Oh, yes. Yeah, yeah.
I reckon M People and Fine Young Cannibals.
Hey,
it's everything you want,
same voice.
Surely you want under the one roof.
She dropped me credit, move banana in my... See, it's the...
Wow.
I'm surprised they haven't done that.
Well, I would sleep out overnight in a sleeping bag, queuing for tickets.
Now, we were talking before now, and I'm always fascinated. I love the fact you're very diverse in your tastes, young Charlie, and I like the fact you love a lot of pop culture.
Mm.
You're into a bit of your maths.
I dabble in maths.
You dabble in maths. You love The Bachelor, I know.
Deeply love The Bachelor.
But I've enjoyed seeing, not only on your Instagram and social media, but promos on the television for your new show, and the new person joining your show, and you've done it and unveiled her like she's the new Bachelorette.
I've seen the promos.
Yes, fantastic.
And it's great news, by the way.
And the news is that your new person is Judith Lucy.
Judith's
joining the Weekly. That is great news. Open class. What a talent. She'll be great.
I could not believe she agreed to do my show. I genuinely couldn't believe it. And she's just been amazing to work with. She's so
funny. Well, that's great news from everyone. We've loved, of course, having
Kitty. My experience. I've always found her moody, difficult, diva-like. You know how it goes.
She'll be listening and she'll love you saying that.
She said she learned a lot from working with you too, Mick.
Oh, so, that's interesting. I bet
about
she did.
About alcoholism. That's why I read. Hey, that's fantastic news. And when's the Weekly back, by the way?
Weekly is back this Wednesday. 8:30 on the ABC.
I'll be watching. I admire you a lot because not only are you a great performer and comedian, but you pioneered the beard on TV as well. We've been talking about...
A lot of resistance.
Are you saying no one else had a beard on TV before Charlie?
No, but it's a thing now, whereas it used to be...
That's because so many of you do it now. It's so acceptable.
It used to be the odd Jeff Harvey.
Don Burke.
Oh, well done. I told you never to mention that name on this program.
That was definitely my beardspiration.
Is that where you're trying to cultivate the Don Burke look?
Definitely, definitely.
You're like peas in a pod, you two.
Because women love that look.
Women love that look. Because I'm trying to go back on TV and they're telling me to shave the beard.
And I like the
head honchos at 7.
Yeah.
Any advice?
Probably not listen to head honchos at 7.
Writing that one down.
Yeah, that's good. Tell them I said that. And I would say just keep it. You got to shape it a bit. It can't look like it's making a run for it.
That's what everyone keeps saying. And it's still
it can't look like a salty old sea dog.
No,
that's not the looks.
Unless that's the show. Unless it's a fishing show. Absolutely.
Called Salty Old Sea Dog.
Yeah, that's
can
a
I
good
move
show.
Off the topic of beards and go on to politics? Sorry, I don't know.
See what
about
she
you,
does? It's all about her. What do you want?
I'm a bit more interested in politics at the moment. And Charlie, what you have to think about?
It's going well, isn't it? The running of the country and leading up to election, we're spoiled for choice.
Yes,
it's like the Swagman buffet. Really?
Yes. I'll be voting for Palmer. Palmer's my
chicken.
Is he?
The chicken Palmer? That'd be a good ad. Vote one, Palmer.
There's a lot of those ads coming on my television screen. Yeah. A lot of Clive.
50
Clive
million
Palmer.
Bucks worth, to be precise.
It's every 5 minutes.
I've got an issue with politics generally. I think we would all agree pretty much none of them are doing a good job.
Sure.
Yes.
And it's because I don't think there are enough consequences for politicians.
Here we go.
After politics.
Okay, such a...
No matter how badly people mess it up, they retire, everyone says nice things about them for a day.
Plus they get super.
Yeah, they get more super than we'll ever get.
Right.
But then they either become a diplomat or a...
They get a cushy job overseas for the boys.
So I think we need consequences. I mean, some simple stuff. Some people should just go in the stocks. just have stocks in every capital city and they can go there for a day and people can go yell at them, throw vegetables
only.
I'd put my hand up for a public stoning. I really would.
Is there a threshold or you're just up for it?
No, I'm up for it.
Random.
You've gone from 0 to 100.
The stocks is
It's still a nice setup.
It's a good setup.
Isn't it
an
interesting point we've got to where the stocks seems like a rational solution to the problem? But the other one is and particularly, you know, we've got kids about to protest begging for politicians to follow science and save the planet.
And well done, kids, for doing that.
Well, that's tomorrow,
It's tomorrow. Yeah. And so what I think, my problem is there's not enough consequences for politicians not following science. Right. So I think if you're a politician that doesn't follow science, you shouldn't get hospitals. So, because you're obviously scared of the science. Yeah. If you've got medieval thinking, you get medieval cures.
All right, that's a good idea.
You've got diabetes,
too.
You get leeches.
You've really been thinking about this.
A lot.
I like it.
A lot.
I do.
And that's why I'm running.
With Judith Lucy as your running partner.
Tell you what, we could do well, and that's terrifying for everyone.
I think you could. Please welcome the next two senators. Hey, John Oliver did a great sketch once on climate change, which I thought was nailed it. Every time you see a climate change debate, there's one scientist for and one scientist against. Mm. But it's actually 97% of scientists who are for. Mm. So he set up a studio where there was one guy sitting on one chair and 97 scientists sitting in the other, across the road. And it gave you the best illustration so far as to why they get 50% of the time.
And
I don't know.
And that's it. And the thing now that they say in the face of the 97% is they say, 97% of scientists say that the world is threatened, but we can do something about it. And they go, "Well, I'm not a scientist," and then they do, nothing. And that's like if 97 doctors told you had lung cancer, and they said it's going to kill you, but you can operate, and you said, "Well, I don't know. Let's just see how this whole shadow on the X-ray works out."
I'm not a doctor.
Yeah.
Will you stay around?
Stay around.
We're going to come back and talk about participation awards.
By the way, Charlie's doing some comedy shows. It's St. Patrick's Day, in fact, this Sunday at the Spiegel Tent in Hobart.
That'll be a subdued crowd.
Canberra next Saturday, and then Melbourne as well at Acme Beyond. Tickets at comedy.com.au. More with Charlie after this.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Charlie Pickering in studio with his comedy show. Tickets at comedy.com.au.
What's his live show called?
It's called Us and Them.
Why is it called Us and Them? Why are you being so divisive?
Defensive.
It's a deeply racist hour of stand-up. And I'm nominating as a candidate for One Nation.
Okay,
So there you go. It's a big change for me, but it should be fun.
Somehow that doesn't ring true for me.
No, look, really it's just about how the world is too divided and everyone gets angry at each other.
Do you think it is? Because I spend time with people that agree with everything I say.
Yeah, best because they're frightened of you.
Oh, really?
Is that staff? Is that what that is?
Hang on. I think
minions is the
word. Steady on, Charlie. Just don't keep siding with Mick Malloy.
Maybe you can come in and replace me tomorrow. Do you want to come in?
I'm sure Charlie's busy. He's welcome, of course, to come in. But, of course, now we're trying to find someone to fill in. Last minute. Yeah, it's not very flattering.
It's nice to feel like I was your first choice, though, guys. That's great. I really appreciate it.
Well, you're the first to hear. What else is happening in your world? And the Weekly's back, of course.
Yes.
A great
Coming
show.
Coming up on Wednesday night.
Yes. Wednesday night on the ABC.
It is a great show.
But, do you know, I am a parent as well.
Yes, you are.
And I got engaged in a parenting conversation last week.
Yes.
And someone was having, it was a dad who was one of those dads just going, do you know what's wrong with kids today? They're too soft because they get bloody participation awards for everything.
Yeah.
And you know sometimes in that situation you just tend to agree quickly.
Do you know when I do that the most? In a taxi.
Oh,
because you know what? That's highly offensive, but I don't have the energy and I'm going to be out of this cabin and see you again in 10 minutes. So please.
I lie about what I do for a job in a taxi.
Taxi is
international waters.
Correct. I hear you.
Okay, so you've let it slide.
I'm agreeing. I'm going, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, yeah. Kids should not get participation awards. And then I started thinking, but it'd be nice if adults got them.
Okay.
Mm. I think we'd do better if we got participation awards for things.
Oh, my God.
What in particular?
The other day I had to go to it was a kid's birthday party on a 40-degree day.
Mm-hmm.
At like 11 o'clock in the morning, it was 40 degrees, and I had a hangover. And I was like, I should get a participation award for this.
You could get a participation award for that. Or you could turn up as the clown, because they are often turning up hungover in exactly the same sense.
Correct. Kids' parties, full stop.
I've got one.
Okay.
I should get a participation award for hours spent on the couch watching Shaun the Sheep, which is a children's program.
Fortunately,
a good one. Nick Park.
It is good.
But in my house.
It's a little monotonous.
In my house, it's the king.
Yeah.
It's just the hours. Dad, can we watch Shaun the Sheep? Yeah, but not the same one we watched like this morning.
Repetition does not bother a child. Kids love repetition.
No, it helps because this is a good one, Dad. This is a good one. So Shaun the Sheep is to I've seen them all and I love them, but I get a participation award.
Right.
Dave?
Mine's putting the bins out every week. Not one other member of my family has ever ever taken the bins out?
Well, you just put the bins in their bedroom. That's what I do. Wheel the wheelie bin into the bedroom.
Tough
watch
love.
It get
I'll try
out.
That. Tough but love from over there.
I think Dave's really honing in on something.
Yeah.
It's a task you really shouldn't deserve credit for, but you feel like you do.
Nice.
Like you really
every
feel
week.
Like. I'd all love right. a pat on the back.
Give us a call. 1, 2,
I got bin juice
three,
on my shoes. I got bin juice on my shoes. Yeah, I deserve
exactly.
a pat on
I've
the back.
I've got one. Yeah. I mean, I've got a million that I should be getting in. Bathers and a rash top and going down a slide
are we talking,
at a water park.
Are we talking about you here? Are we talking about the kids?
No, me. I seriously had to
do it. You've had to do it?
I've had to recently. Get in a rash
where
top and bathers.
Where were you, paparazzi?
We're here. Walk around in public. I apparently you're not allowed to take a towel up the ladder when you go
why?
Up the ladder.
Well, that's a little bit.
Because I say, can I wear the towel with me when I go down the tube? And they go, no, you'll get stuck.
And well, that's true.
Hey,
well,
stuff
that would
you,
be embarrassing for everyone concerned.
Anyway, that's the worst thing recently. And also going on a camel. No. Not doing that anymore.
Whilst, but I should have got an award for too many
that.
Times.
Too many times.
Just one honest. Too many camels.
One too many camels, doing a walk with the kids. Yes, isn't this fun? When is it going to end? No more camels.
Where was your worst camel expedition?
Broome. Mm. Every
Broome.
Time.
Have you heard about Broome? They've got the camel wars. Have you heard about this?
I've been on the red one, the blue one, the yellow one. They're all by colours.
What a tramp. What are you? You're like a camel mole.
A camel whore.
You can't, a camel whore. You can't be calling yourself a camel whore. No, they start off with one group.
They did.
And then another group, and it became like territorial, like the Jets and the Sharks. And then a third group started up, and now apparently it can get incredibly ripe after dark.
Oh, yeah, it's outrageous. We do have calls.
Let's take Michael.
Hello, Michael. What do you deserve a medal for, Michael?
Spending the weekend out in the freezing cold watching the young girls play, my daughters play netball.
That's good. Oh, that's good parenting, though.
That
is.
Good
is
dad.
That, is that a participation award in
absolutely
your eyes?
Absolutely a
yeah,
participation
it is. 101.
Award.
How many girls you got, Michael?
Two.
Two. All right.
That's a solid netball.
That's
netball.
A punish.
And how many more years ahead of you, Michael?
No, they're playing football now, thank God.
Well, you'll need
you're
a participation award
there,
aren't you?
You've still got to be in the winter.
Yeah,
yeah. Too.
Yeah, true. Sorry, mate. You haven't thought this one through.
parents today, though, I've got to tell you, Mum and Dad never saw, I don't think they saw one of my netball games. I mean, it was not a thing. Now, if you don't go to a game, oh, my God, it's the end of the world, isn't it?
Damaged childhood. Yeah.
Me?
Yeah.
My parents.
I'm very similar, I'm sure, to a lot of people my generation.
My parents were enthusiastically attended all of my cricket, all of my hockey, and it wasn't until, like, about year 11 that I realised they had whiskey on their thermos. And I was like, yeah, they're loving it.
That's clever.
Laura's on the line.
Hey, Laura.
Hi, guys, how's it going?
What do you need a medal for?
Look, it's hardly even participating, but I do have to listen to the imaginary soccer games, like the play-by-plays of imaginary soccer games that my five-year-old participates in.
Surely it's a little bit cute.
It is, but it's constant. It's about 12 hours a day.
That is a lot.
It'll stop in about 7 years. Well done, Laura. Joe, what have you got?
Yeah, hey, guys. How are you going?
Yeah, good.
Well, what's your participation award?
Yeah, my participation award is just constantly fixing technology and stuff around the house. Like, you know, the Wi-Fi quits working and I hear from upstairs, like, John, come here! Yeah, or like dad's phone on his text because he can't really see that well. So, you know, like it takes up about two letters per screen.
Oh, he's got the big lettering happening.
Hey, give Joe a prize, dude.
Yes, $100 fuel card for your pain. John, there's your participation award, buddy.
And Joe, if you've got any spare time, you could swing by my place.
I've got a router that needs restarting.
Hey, thanks for swinging by, mate.
Always a pleasure.
It's always a pleasure for us.
It is indeed.
The weekly back Wednesday with Judith Lucy. With Judith Lucy and the live shows.
Yep, comedy.com.au. Charlie Pickering.
Thanks, guys.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
I thought of another segment.
I love it when we launch a new segment.
Yes. Right. This one came about because there's so many things that I read that I'm interested in. Mm. And somehow I don't think you are interested in the same things that I am, and vice versa.
Sure.
And that's why I've decided to call this segment...
Babe, this is important.
The most important thing the world has ever heard.
No, it's not.
Who cares?
I don't care.
So not important.
Shut your preaching ass up.
I don't care.
Kennedy Malloy's...
I don't give a rat's...
I don't give a rat's...
I don't give a rat's...
give a rat's ass.
I don't give a rat's.
A phrase I hear you use 20 times a day in the office.
I do not.
Almost your catchphrase.
I do not say it a lot.
Like a coffee, Jane?
Yeah. I don't give a rat's.
You don't care.
No, no, no. But what I'm trying to judge is...
You're jaded.
I'm not jaded.
You are a bit
I'm
jaded.
I'm fresh and perky.
Okay. Neither of those words would come to mind.
Listen, I saw a story today. And what? This is how we're going to work.
Well, you're
going to
ask me.
I'm going to read out a headline, and you tell me, by pointing to Dave, whether you could or couldn't. Lady Gaga, baby rumours.
I don't give a rat's ass.
Who really cares?
Well, I do. No, it's a rumour.
I do, because...
Why?
Because there's been all that talk with Coots.
What's his?
Oh.
Yes, don't you get it?
James.
Now you're interested.
He's oh, jeez.
Yes. Mm. Rumours I'm pregnant. She's denying it, of course.
But they're milking this.
They are milking this.
It's all starting to make sense to me now. There's a couple of agents and marketing team behind this going, let's just keep pushing this. It's working for us. It's getting us a lot.
It's brilliant marketing. Yeah, and guess what? Whitney, our producer, reminded me. I think she's got a new album coming out.
Again.
You know what? I don't even give a tiny rat's ass.
Oh, well, I do.
I actually do like Lady Gaga's music.
Okay, can I read you out?
She's got a bun in the oven.
A little Gaga.
Well, shall I figure a meat dress maternity wear?
That would be cool. A little mini prosciutto dress.
You know, she turned up one day in a giant egg. Yes. Now she turned up in one of her own.
Yes. Oh, you've got it.
With a fallopian tube.
Give her a call.
Is that right? Is that what it is?
Yeah. No. Fallopian. Oh, I don't even want
an
to.
An ovary?
About. I don't know. No, stop with your talk that you don't know what you're talking about. Okay, another headline.
Yes.
What?
Married at First Sight, Cyrell calls out Jessica's cheating ways during a dinner.
Get a rat's ass.
I didn't ever get to finish saying it.
I heard maths. All right, go.
Can
start
I play
again.
You?
Start again.
No.
What is it?
There was a screaming fight last night between Cyrell and Jessica on Married at First Sight. Do you want to hear a bit? I'm going to cut it short too because it goes for a bit long.
Okay.
Just let's have a taste of it.
No, you think I'm here for the wrong reason.
No, you're walking off because you know I'm saying the truth.
No, it's not
true. You just turned around and admitted that you wanted to sleep with that.
No, I don't.
Yes, you did.
No, I don't. You just admitted us.
Mick, I hate to say it, but at the last dinner party, Jess turned around and said she wanted to sleep with Dan.
Yeah.
She wanted to him.
Language. I think that's enough from Cyrell.
That's Cyrell. Yeah. I don't know much about Cyrell, but I'm just telling you again off the bat, that's the type of woman who would cut your penis off in the middle of the night if you went to bed arguing. I'm telling you, she has got it.
All I can say is to the dude, Nick, that she's been paired with.
Oi.
Run!
Hey, can I do a couple for you?
Yes.
Jane, guess what?
What?
George Clooney and Amal have rubbed shoulders with royalty at Buckingham Palace.
I don't give a rat's ass.
Are you talking about Amal Clooney?
Amal Clooney.
You know what I think?
She's on your list, isn't she?
I don't like her. I don't trust her. And I give that marriage 6 months.
Oh.
Told you that. I've told you. Who cares if they're having dinner with Prince Charles? How boring would that night be?
They are.
How boring.
They're a glamour couple, Jane.
Oh, he's dipped. He's gone. Where's his career now? Down the toilet, thanks to her. Part of her master plan too.
Hey, another one quickly just before we go.
Yeah.
Jane, the Honey Badgers returning to rugby.
No, I don't give a rat's ass.
What do you mean?
Honey who?
You've changed.
You burned him.
I have.
Hey, can we open up to people? Do you want to ring out? Okay. Give us some information.
Who couldn't you give a rat's about? Yeah. Tell us.
We might have a prize. I don't know.
Yeah, we do.
Oh,
yeah.
We
do. 1-333-53. We've still got to organise a co-host for you tomorrow, Jane, by the way.
Can you get someone on the line? Ring in now if you think you can host a race.
Oh, now you're trying. Now you're doing something.
No.
Thanks for the heads up.
Actually, don't ring in now.
No, we're doing rat's ass. 1-333-53. Kennedy Malloy.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
And we are in the middle of a segment called Dave.
I don't give a rat's ass.
Because Jane doesn't like much.
No.
Is that fair?
She's hard to please, difficult, high maintenance,
I'm not.
And in general...
I'm a woman of the people.
So we're throwing it over the people. We had some beauties.
We have, and sometimes, Honey Badger, for example, I couldn't give a rat's.
He couldn't give a rat's?
He's coming back to World 15 Rugby.
All right.
Who cares?
That'll be good. Hey, JM's on the line. JM.
Hey, JM.
What couldn't give a rat's about, mate?
Captain Marvel. And the
MCU. I don't give a rat's ass.
Oh, Captain Marvel, full stop.
What's wrong with Captain Marvel?
When before her movie came out, she actually openly insulted half her audience. She said every white male not to watch her movie, and that's everyone that goes to watch her movie.
I'd like to get that in right.
I mean,
you might have twisted that a bit. I think
we have to get to the bottom of that because I mean a lot of white males must be going because
it's going gangbusters.
Yeah. Blowing the box office. But I think she JM's would be silly unhappy. To say yeah. that. Thanks, JM.
JM doesn't give a rat's.
Hey.
I think he does give a rat's. But
he does. Leanne?
Yeah?
Who do you not going? Give a rat's about? Good, I'm good.
Meghan Markle.
Oh. You know what? I don't even give a tiny rat's ass.
just why?
Oh, I'm just sick of her. I think she's false. I don't think her and Harry will last.
Oh,
I don't know.
No. Oh, the whole kit and caboodle there.
Could I ask you a question? What do you think of Samantha Markle? What do you think of Samantha? Because I love Samantha.
I know you like her.
Do you think we'd be a good match?
I don't know. I don't know a lot about her.
I'd like to marry Samantha Markle and move into Buckingham Palace.
Oh, really? I don't know if that's going to happen, but I like your enthusiasm.
Hey, well
done.
You'd be a good Prime Minister.
Oh.
I'd be a good Prime Minister.
Leanne,
I would.
Stop it.
I'd be firm but fair.
Leanne. Are you silly?
No, you'd do a better job.
Thank you for that,
Leanne.
Hey, let's go to Langers.
G'day, guys.
Langers, what do you not give a rat's about?
Politicians and what they claim they do.
I don't give a rat's ass.
Jesus, broad. It's far-reaching, but I'll go with it.
In Australia in particular?
Oh, mate, Australia especially, doing absolutely nothing. Say they're doing something. Could not give a rat.
Hey, there must be one politician you like. Who? Is there one?
Yeah, I do. I don't mind the one from Tassie, that woman. What's her name?
Jackie Lambie.
Oh, Jackie Lambie. Yeah, she's on my list too.
Oh, my God. Jackie's not in politics anymore. She's not retired.
She was a senator, Senator Jackie Lambie.
Yeah, but she's not anymore, so there's no
But
point.
I said, what politician do you like? I hold a candle for Brian Harradine. do you remember Brian Harradine? He's also from Tassie.
Well,
he's a Quaker. He lived out the back in Tassie. The most powerful man in Australia when John Howard was Prime Minister. When John Howard was Prime Minister, he had to always keep going down to Tassie to go and meet Brian Harradine.
Mm. I had flat. Well,
you get the idea.
Yeah, you get the idea. I was going to say Peter Garrett for me, but anyway, he's not a politician anymore either. So there you go.
So doesn't basically matter. Jane, you.
You know what? I don't even give a tiny rat's ass.
There you go.
I thought he was a good politician. I always wanted him to cross the floor, but do it like he was dancing.
A drive home with a show motto is what could possibly go wrong. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Well, thanks to Ford, the 2018 plate clearance is still on, but hurry, stocks are limited. Go Ford.com.au. Well,
did you just stumble over
that? I did.
That?
I was going to say stop.
There's a Ford. Do it again. Okay. There's a Ford Ranger involved here, mate. We are not mucking around.
Here we go again. This is Kennedy Malloy. Thanks to the Ford 2018 plate clearance, it's still on, but hurry, stocks won't last.
Bang.
Ford.com.au.
Oh, that's there. Better. And the Ford Ranger XLT 4x4 double cab 3.2
what do you
litre.
Know about it? What do you know about it?
Well, I know it's manual for a start, and only real people drive manual cars like me. Mm-hmm. And who wouldn't want to drive one of these fabulous looking?
Well, I'll tell you what I'm going to do.
What?
I'm going to put it to Andrew Westacott that they organise
the CEO of the Grand Prix,
the Australian Grand Prix, that they organise a special race just for Ford Rangers.
That's a really great idea.
It's just
actually.
All Ford Rangers on the
a celebrity. That's the new celebrity race.
The celebrity race in Ford Rangers with a dog in the back.
Hey,
yes,
with a dog in the back.
How cool would that be?
Oh man!
Hey, you can get your own Ford Ranger, everyone. You don't need to be a celebrity. You don't need to be in the Grand Prix. Mm. The Ranger XLT with everything you ever wanted in a double cab. Guess how much?
$59.95
I tell you what, that is honestly, that is a great price. They're
someone's going to lose their job at Ford when they do the sums and realize
I know,
that is
it's terrible.
Less than giving it away.
Hey, you can.
Why don't you just throw in like 100 tyres as well?
Well, I'll tell you what you get. Reverse camera, front parking sensors.
Oh,
you get that HID headlight. I mean, how many lights do you need?
That's all I do. I drive to work in reverse just to use
the
top shelf camera.
We've got your sat nav, you've got your cooled centre console, your rear parking sensors, auto headlamps, front seat sight and front seat curtain airbags.
Jane,
so that's what everyone needs.
It's quicker if you just tell us what they don't get.
It's nothing. It's nothing.
A dog in the back.
A dog in the back or a hot chick in the side seat or a hot guy.
Give us a call.
You'll get them. You'll get them.
What about if the Ford Ranger was the safety car for the bigger event?
Good idea.
And they all have to, the highest horsepower motor machinery ever devised in the world has to queue up where they belong behind the Ford
Excellent
Ranger.
Coverage
in
now.
In the rear vision.
Yes.
You're a marketing genius, you know.
Yeah.
Hey, anybody, everybody. Get on board and get now.
Well done, Ford.
Check it out, Ford. Ford.com.au for full details.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Glad people don't hear our conversations. Well, you know, you'd be in a lot of trouble, right?
We put a lot to air, and we're finishing up the show, and apparently you're not coming. Well, we don't know. You're not coming tomorrow.
I'm not coming in tomorrow. No, well, you sure? This happened on air.
This happened last year. You pulled this fast one on me.
He presented me with my tickets. Unbeknownst to me, they're for tomorrow, and I have to go.
You have to.
But how can that operate? Do I have to call Fitzy?
Someone's stuffed up.
Oh, you don't look very remorseful.
Who are you going
to
get for tomorrow's show?
Just don't worry about it.
Why don't you get...
I don't need your petty suggestions.
We'll be fine.
Oh, you won't. You can't even concentrate. You've been perving on every girl in the office.
Okay, that's not true.
Your wife's coming home tomorrow.
Don't you dare.
Mate, you are a loose cannon right now.
Mind your manners right now.
That's outrageous.
When's she home?
Hey. Saturday, 5:30.
Hey, you know how
we met at the airport.
All right. We were quickly...
Dave will be on the tarmac with the bats.
That's it.
Quick.
Hurry, jump on board. We were talking about couldn't give a rat's about some things, and Married at First Sight came out a lot. A lot of callers couldn't give a rat.
They seriously did.
But Adrian O'Brien has on Twitter suggested that Mick add Cyrell to his list. She seems like your type. She's the Filipino girl.
Oh, the one who I suggested might cut your penis off in the middle of the night.
We would like to add her to your list.
Well, I'm not sure that's I want to do that.
I think you'd be able to.
Cyrell,
I think you'd be a good match.
Do you think I could tame her?
I think so.
Yeah. To calm the farm?
Yeah, I think you could do that.
Single beds. Bunks.
I don't know what would
Bunks,
happen.
Bunks, I
then.
Reckon, would happen. Hey, now listen, we've had a lot of people have just been going, what, where, when Jane Kennedy played Stevie Nicks.
Even remember when and what it was.
Dave, you've tracked it down.
We have tracked it down.
It's from the late show. I wasn't in the sketch, was I? Because I can't have no memory of it.
I can't remember.
Explain the sketch again.
I believe it was Judith Lucy describing me as a character in a self-defense course. But
why are you Stevie Nicks?
I have no idea, but she just introduces me as Stevie Nicks. So my apologies.
Take a listen.
And if you're not put off by the shoes, the shawl or the roots, we guarantee you'll be put off by this.
Are you being dragged off stage?
I'm being dragged off stage, possibly booed.
Hey, can I say, big kahoonies all around from that team. You were...
Live
television with a live audience. Yes. I remember us doing live sketches that we'd have to rehearse, and then you'd forget all the lines, and you'd be standing there, you'd be doing like
a dinner
party sketch, and there's 300 people in the studio, and then God knows how many watching at home, and you're going... Everyone's looking at each other going,
what do you say?
Just, as long as someone can get us out of this.
Let's just say it was a lot of ad-libbing in those days.
And I think you can tell if you ever watch it back.
Oh, my God. Hey, Mickey.
See you Monday.
Call us in. We'll call you. We're going to call you from the Grand Prix tomorrow. Stand by. We've got a great show coming up. Chris Brown and Julia Morris.
Are they your co-hosts?
They're coming in special.
Tomorrow we'll see you for Kennedy Malloy.
You're all caught up on Kennedy Malloy. Now, catch the 2018 plate clearance on Ford Rangers at your participating Ford dealers. Details at ford.com.au.